What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
The path to being the best version of yourself should be lonely, and the loneliness you feel is nothing to be sad about. It is a benchmark and an indicator that you're probably on the right path. Everything in life has a true opportunity cost to it. Cutting people off, cutting things off, cutting habits off is uncomfortable, but every time I've done it, something incredible has filled that gap.
Success is the loneliest road out there. It's you and your shadow at the end. Because it's too hard.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. Unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with. Just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this.
If you want exceptional things, you have to be willing to work toward them for exceptional periods of time. I'm willing to bet 90% of people who didn't get where they wanted did so simply because they stopped too early.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
Superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
During those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. Relentless pursuit, day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. It's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
I was the lowest form on earth, no talent, no ability to learn, and I literally know what it is to be rock bottom and to build that up.
People are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything also.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self.
How am I able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want? Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did.
Like, well, personal responsibility is to compete with yourself, is to be slightly better than yourself the next day.
Yes.
And it better in some way that you can actually manage. And that's humility. It's right. Like, well, I'm a flawed person. And I've got all my problems. Could I be as good as person X? It's like, not the right question. The right question is, could you be slightly better tomorrow than your currently flawed self? And the answer to that is, if you have enough humility to set the bar properly low, then you could be better tomorrow than you are today.
It's easy to fight when everything's right, when you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory is near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong, when you're feeling infernally mortal, when it's 10 against 1 and hope there is none. Buck up, little soldier, and chortle. Carry on, carry on. There isn't much punch in your blow. You're glaring and staring and hitting out blinds. You're muddy and bloody, but never you mind. Carry on, carry on. You haven't the ghost of a show. It's looking like death, but while you've a breath, carry on, my son. Carry on.
You have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. Go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They asked the elderly couple one day, how have you guys been married for so long? He said, we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it. Right? And when you think about calm and happiness, it's not real calm and happiness and quietude when you can be happy in the midst of hardship. Then you see the true potential of the mind. You think perspective, you think peace, and you think more so controlling how you respond to a situation.
Yep.
Right? It says that's where your power is.
Everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
But most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Every morning I woke up, I had a real conversation with that dirty mirror. And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't?
For anyone who needs a reminder, no one is going to hate on you for doing worse than them.
Let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. I'm not going to rest, and I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers, but I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it. You can mold it.
Nothing's permanent. Nothing's permanent. That's why I'm always big on, you have to keep what you want to be in the front of your mind.
because you're going to always lose it within the suffering. And suffering, people always hear me say suffering, it's not just physical, man. There's so many forms of suffering out here, it's not even funny. And most of them are not physical. Most of them are psychological. Get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you.
Some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke. I'm stuck. I'm fucked up. I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
What else you gonna do, man? Sit around and do nothing, be nothing, contribute to nothing, become nothing, build nothing? Because that's the other alternative. I'm just not willing to accept that as my reality.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts.
If you quit, it's really easy to predict your future. But if you don't quit, if you go for it, with no proof, you can't quantify it. People are going to call you crazy. Your friends are going to look at you sideways. But you'll have the opportunity to play in the game and stop sitting on the sidelines. And you might fail for a while. And you might have to pay your success tax. And you might have to go through 7 failures, 9 failures, 12 failures. You might be sleepless at night wondering why the heck you're doing it. But on the other side of that, you get to see who you're meant to be, who God designed you to be, and tap into your full potential, and there's nothing better.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out, or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average and shit just f***ing burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your f***ing ass. And you create something that's always been there.
One time, I was running by a graveyard. And I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there are so upset with how you lived your life. Now I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going
to
be?
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mono to mono, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. You get the clock says it's 10 o'clock, time to go to sleep, or 9 to 5, time to go to work. That's bullshit. If you're in bed right now, and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the f*** up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. 2 a.m., not a person's here.
Don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed, and you're in the hospital, and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit.
Starving rats are placed into a tube.
Yeah.
And they have a spring that is attached to the tail that can measure the force that they pull at,
yeah.
And that's a proxy for desire. Then they waft the smell of cheese in from the front of the tube, and the rat pulls, and they measure how hard they want to go. And you think, these rats are starving, they would be pulling pretty hard. Then they do another iteration of the study. This time they waft the smell of cheese in from the front, but they waft the smell of a cat in from behind, and the rats pull harder.
Yeah.
And what's the lesson? That you not only need to run towards something that you want,
yeah,
but you need to run away from something that you fear. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? the only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. So this is where I started to develop an indestructible mental toolbox.
Okay.
So I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing.
Fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity, because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Took me a few years growing up to really learn this. I think the smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it.
You decide exactly what you want, and then you start to think. Now, you're going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea, kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best, so that you can build on positive performance. And that's the only thing. There should be nothing else.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
But maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Well, why don't you? Well, because you don't try. You don't think, okay, imagine that you were taking care of yourself like you were someone you actually cared for. And then you thought, okay, I'm caring for this person. I would like things to go as well for them as possible. What would their life have to be like in order for that to be the case? Well, people don't do that. They don't sit down and think, all right, you know, let's figure it out. You've got a life. It's hard, obviously. It's like 3 years from now, you can have what you need. You got to be careful about it. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you, but you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to aim at it.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Yeah. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. So you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be, a dog. A little grind ain't never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it. If you go through that fire, you're gonna come out real cold. That's what we want.
The most important key to achieving great success
is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone that I worked.
What? In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
The thing is, man, it's always gonna be a party. It's always gonna be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that's someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of fighting. One is a warrior.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Over. If all your books, videos, and tweets were erased from the internet forever, and all you had was the next 60 seconds to leave to the world, what's the most useful thought you could leave to the world?
Figure out what you want, ignore the opinions of others, and do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you would be unsuccessful.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
The purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little... Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You negotiate with your buddy to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going. I know I hurt you. Keep going. You keep going.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things,
you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're going to try to do something, not trying is failure.
We're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
Patience. The thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The discipline of patience, right? Because we all talk about hustle. We talk about working hard. We talk about grinding, this, that, and the third. But nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're going to make it or you're going to break.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become, because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions. So your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Yeah. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a f***. You got to get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your f***ing mind. When that happens to you, you're all f***ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the f***ing window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f***ing test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times. We have exhaled 50% of our times. Always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out, success and failure. It's just that this world is not propagating failure to you. It is propagating success to you. So our mind is looking for success.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you. That can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. 19 years ago, 300 pounds, I was spraying for cockroaches. I made a decision to try to be a Navy SEAL. My whole goal was to go on this path every day after work and to run a mile to mile and a half. This rock was about the 0.5 mark in my run. This rock was a moment that should have broken me. I got 0.5 into it. I weighed 297 pounds. I sat on this rock. And I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. I had to make a decision. The decision I made was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life. Make the moment work for you.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you. And I just feel like that's one of the more profound philosophical comments. There's a lot of grown men and women that are still boys and girls because they think someone else is coming to change their life.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path. And this is interesting too. When you talk to people that went to SEAL training that didn't make it, most of the time it's some reason. There's a medical reason. There's a family problem. There's very few people that look at you and say, oh, I quit because it sucked.
Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like. Because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish the tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're f***ed up. And they'll tell you that too. You know, what the f*** is wrong with you? Like, mm-hmm. why can't you just relax? Why can't you just do this? Because I'm just not built that way, man. And as I've gotten a little bit older, I've gotten better at accepting it. And sort of embracing the fact that this provides a lot of good, but there's a lot of things that you have to deal with that come that aren't so good.
On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough and technically equipped to do things that you had then, you learned those things and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
No matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that, if you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion.
When you say you're going to do something and then you follow through and you do it, not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it or your hands raised. I'm talking about right now. The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this. Right now, I'm saying, like, there's a confidence to it, man. There's a bad motherfucker that's right here, you know, that's getting ahead of the competition. There's an overwhelming sense of fulfillment and pride and satisfaction with that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams. Because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
And at the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. Mm-hmm. No matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
People say, wow, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality.
You have to understand that anybody who's ever gotten better and anybody who's ever created, anybody who's ever built, anybody who's ever been something that you've looked up to has gone through these hard times without quitting.
You wanna reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
It's just going to take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
You want to be that one mother that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, you come and you bring the energy that it takes at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
Every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to death. So what you gonna do with the time you got left?
If your life was a movie and it started now, what would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now.
Resolve. Fortify your mind.
Stay home, man. Stay home and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over. And you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours. And it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. It's all bull cry, baby.
What if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, at least you will finish this world going somewhere. Not just setting, saying, man, if only. There are no if onlys. There is, what are we going to do now?
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.